Welcome back to 2009, the year indie rock broke. Today we will be talking about the garage rock boom, which was really more of a revitalization of something really cool that happened in the 60s with bands like the Sonics or MC5. I mean, I think the main, you know, kind of name in this movement, even past 2009, has been Ty Segall, who has dropped kind of an offensive amount of albums in 11 years. I mean, I'm on a Spotify now, and there's close to 20 records. I mean, it's impossible to keep up, and it's kind of horrible to imagine even listening to that much of one person's music. But Ty Segall dropped his first album, self-titled album, in 2008, and in 2009 alone dropped 3 records, one of which is Lemons, which is a pretty good record, definitely worth checking out. Some good San Francisco garage rock like the OCs, and Milted is his 2010 album, so not technically 2009, but that record really set up a lot of stuff in the industry, and there's even a blog named after it called Milted Magazine. 2009, the OCs also dropped Help, which is a really rowdy, cool, kind of freaky, I guess like punk garage surf album. Named the OCs after Orange County, for any of my fellow Orange County listeners. Super cool band. John Dwyer is one of the absolute madmen of indie rock. And then a lot of these bands were set up by the Black Lips, who's, you know, they have a lot of great albums, but their album Good, Bad, Not Evil is just some volatile, like, comedy rock. And, you know, their album 200 Million Thousand also came out in 2009, and it has some good stuff, but it's less influential and honestly just generally good than Good, Bad, Not Evil, which is really one of the albums that probably inspired Ty Segall to start making music to begin with. What's crazy is that all of these bands have, like, lasted a while and gotten their music in movies and are, you know, like, John Dwyer and Ty Segall have both been on Marc Maron's show, which is really crazy that, I don't know, two kind of smaller punk artists would make it on to the one of the biggest interview podcasts right now. Another band from San Francisco as well. San Francisco in 2009 was, you know, it was pre-housing crisis. It was, I lived in San Francisco. You can't afford it if you're doing art or even really anything in media or music or anything but tech. But another band from San Francisco, that isn't Ty Segall or the OCs, who are also Bay Area based, but is Girls, which is a project started by Christopher Owens, and it's great. Their album, actually, it's named Album, because, you know, 2009 was one of the peak years for pretentious irony, but it's really good. The song Lust for Life, not the Iggy Pop one, but the Girls one, is really phenomenal, and there's a great video for it, and it's an enduring anthem, I think, for a lot of people who found it at that age. And also Summertime is a beautiful song about just, like, enjoying the park, and you have Laura, never was my favorite, but it's definitely got its fans. So that's another great 2009 garage rock record. It's a little bit sunnier and more beach family friendly, and I'd say it's more Beach Boys than the Sonics, but it's still really cool, and it's got that lo-fi kind of homegrown grimy feel that makes garage rock. An album by a band that would clean up later but came on the scene pretty hardcore is Smith Western's, their self-titled debut, is just also came out in 2009, because everything I'm talking about right now did, but it's just some, like, scuzzy rock and roll. The cover is an upside down version of Nirvana's Nevermind with some kind of Italian art kind of misshapen over it. It's really homegrown, some great Illinois music. Just overall, in the same vein as Girls, I guess. And then Harlem as well came out in 2009, which they're less prolific, but you know, good Tucson, Arizona punk, sturdy. I mean, their album Free Drugs came out in 2009. Didn't have Someday Soon, which would really be their hit, but still had some good stuff. And I think a lot of what these bands are doing set up what Cloud Nothings would go on to do. And yeah, Woods are another really important lo-fi band, and I know I've talked about them in other episodes, but they were almost garage folk in like a Neil Young kind of jam band way. Their 2009 album Songs of Shame is really, really phenomenal. Like, I mean, that's one of my favorite albums since I was a kid. It's got like Military Madness especially is awesome, Born to Lose, Rain On. It's got its bangers, and it also has a beautiful cover, which only helps, you know, truly. The resplendence of it is amazing. That's an album totally worth checking out if you haven't heard it before. It's the Growlers. That's another band that they're now huge. I mean, they're, you know, produced by the Strokes, and they're selling out House of Blues, but they're just a California band who kind of started off with, like, weird, like, borderline criminal music way on Are You In or Out, which is one of the best albums of, you know, I would argue in California rock and roll history, but that's just me. It has, like, Something Someone Junior, Red Tide, Old Cold River, Acid Rain, Tijuana. And those names alone really tell you all you need to know. It's just, like, kind of, like, gnarly beach music. It's super great. I believe they are also Orange County-based. Orange County was having a moment back in the day, which is pretty rad. I wish we still had that same level of punk scene, or I guess indie rock scene. There's also a Waves, technically debuted in 08, but they're Waves with 3 V's is the name of the album by the band Waves with 2 V's. And, you know, it wasn't quite King of the Beach, which is, I mean, really a fun, kind of timeless, like, MTV, Cartoon Network, like, late night trashy record. But Waves, the 3 V's sophomore album by them, is, you know, super lo-fi, but it's got some good stuff like Beach Demons, So Bored, No Hope Kids, Waves, the bonus track on that. All of those are really good. I definitely grew up on that, just kind of like being a nerd about it and like hanging out, listening to that like after math class. Waves is a band that's really, they went on to a lot of Pitchfork fame and got their music in TV shows and really kind of their garage punk at its finest. I mean, I don't think we'd have a lot of bands that we do now without them. So yeah, I mean, 2009, it was a, you know, it's a year of good taste, and it was a year of good bad taste, but it wasn't really a year of any bad taste. So yeah, I mean, if you like you know, if you can stomach some lo-fi sounds, and yeah, maybe it doesn't have to be studio quality to be good, you'd probably like a lot of the records I talked about here, and you should check out a lot of the garage rock records released a decade ago, because they have, a lot of them have withstood the test of time.